Hey, 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 what's up? It's Akeem from the Hakeem McCall Show. On this show, we share information and tips on how to be the best version of you. I'll be doing commentary, guest interviews, and give you the best content from the universe on how to be the highest you. I started this podcast for people like me and you to stay motivated, positive, healthy, and strong on our spiritual development and growth so we can be a lighthouse for those seeking spiritual and personal enlightenment. Thank you. Welcome to the Hakeem McCall Show. Motivation the way you like it.
Potentate Isha.
I like that. So we talking about toxic people. And by the way, my name is Hakeem McCall, and I just like to talk. So, I mean, we're going to talk about toxic people. What's your thoughts on toxic people?
Toxic people are toxic people.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you know, I think what makes them toxic is probably a really good question, because toxic people are toxic for a reason, and it can be a number of things. You know, it can be jealousy, angriness, bitterness, you know, all type of different things that can make people really toxic. And I can say I've had my fair share of toxic people.
We all have.
Yes, I mean, to the point to where I pay my dues already. I have people in my life ever for the rest of my life.
I could dig that. I mean, because they only bring negativity. I mean, and like you said, it could be so many things that they're going through, that they're trying to put all their stuff and all their BS and all their crap, they're trying to put it on you to bring you down to the level that they're feeling right now. But when you on higher self, you on higher learning, you know what I'm saying? You're doing higher, greater things with your life. See, this one, you can recognize the toxicness, because it's like, bro, why?
It's true. It's so true. Yep. And it's like, you know, I've been around toxic people one time in particular, and I'm talking about this specific time only because it was kind of like the most recent. But I couldn't figure out why in the world I was in the middle of a whole bunch of drama, you know? I don't do anything to anybody. I stay to myself. I'm very, like, I'm a people person. I love to be around people. I love to talk to people. I'm nice to everyone. I pay everybody compliments, because that's just who I am. It's not even, like, ass kissing or me trying to, like, oh, you know, be seen or heard. It's just me. Right. And I was in the middle of some drama, and I was just kind of confused, like, scratching my head, like, well, how in the world did I even end up in the middle of this? And it was just some stuff that was just strung out of nowhere. You know, it just was like, huh? And so when I kind of sat down, I was getting really, really frustrated about it. And I was kind of upset with myself because I was getting frustrated about it, you know? And because it was kind of like for no reason. And not that if they would have had a really legit reason, doesn't make it right, right? But it was just like, why? You know, we're grown for one. And what is the reason? I still don't know the reason to this day, but I was getting frustrated with myself for being frustrated, because it's like, I know that with the situation that was going on, it kind of let me know that this person was toxic and I had to be around this person. So I think it was even more frustrating because I had to deal with this person like every day.
Right.
But oh my God, it was just like out of nowhere. Like, wait, what? How did I? Why did I? Or why did you add me in the middle of this? So, yeah.
So my question is, like, where do they, like, where do we let toxic in? Or like, how does toxic even attract us? Like, because I know opposites attract. Like,
opposites do attract.
Right.
Opposites attract. I definitely believe that. And I definitely believe that, you know, the same attract too, right? So sometimes, like with you being vibrating on a higher, you know, frequency level, or however you want to put it, it's like you're going to attract those people, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like if you're a healer, you're going to attract hurt people without them knowing that you are attracting them and without you knowing that you are attracting them, right? But it's not your job to help hurt, you know, try to heal every hurt person. It's just not, you know? Same thing with toxic people. Like, sometimes they come into our life because we are on a higher level, and sometimes they end up getting in because we're toxic ourselves and don't even realize it.
Right.
So you are attracting what you are, not even really realizing it, whether you are toxic in the way that they're toxic or in a whole nother type of way. Toxic is toxic.
Period. I like what you said, because our toxic could be to them, we're ruining their mood, like, because they want to be toxic. So everything that we're saying to them is toxic because we're taking them out of their element of being toxic. So we're a threat to how they want to feel. Like, they want to feel how they want to feel right now. So it's nothing that we could do, you know, to change their mind, you know, about being toxic today. And I'm actually reading something right now of psychologytoday.com. It's about toxic people. I just want to read.
Go ahead.
All right. Basically, what it's saying right here is toxic people often make you want to fix them, like you just said, and their problems. They want you to feel sorry for them. Are never really solved. For one crisis, there is inevitability. They really want the ever to. Wow.
That is deep. And it hit, like, so many points, like, within that one, you know, little script that you read. It's really true, you know? It really is, you know? So I feel like if the person does not realize that they're toxic, you know, if they are in denial that they're toxic, then guess what? They're going to always be toxic because they don't know it and they are in denial about it, you know? So it's kind of like an alcoholic who's an alcoholic, but they don't want to admit that they're an alcoholic, you know, or they know they don't want to admit it out loud, but they know, like, deep down, like, yeah, you know, I'm an alky. So I feel that way about the toxic people. And not saying it's nothing bad, you know, because not everybody, but majority of people have been some type of toxic in their lifetime.
We all have been. We're all guilty of being toxic.
Really, it is. And it's just about realizing that you are and wanting to change that and switching up, switching lanes and doing just that, changing. Not being toxic anymore. Realizing that being toxic is really only hurting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're, you know, toxic to other people, how are you going to, you know, surround yourself around anyone who really truly cares about you or someone who really truly wants to help you, you know what I'm saying? When you're being toxic to them, you're never going to have that help. You're never going to get that upper hand in life that you're looking for because you're being too toxic to other people.
Mm-hmm. It's like a disease that's spreading, like mm-hmm. you spread it. It's like a contagious disease. You just spreading your toxicity all over the place and people don't want to be around that.
Yep.
I don't want to be around it. I mean, I'll be there for you, but I ain't going to be there. Like, if you're going to continue being toxic, like, all right, bro, just go ahead. You could just be toxic by yourself.
Yep, it's true. It's so true. So, have you had any recent, you know, interactions with any toxic?
Toxicity? Yeah. I have. It's like, okay, recently, like, I've been trying to help this one person because I'm, like you said, we are light workers. That's what we do. We put out motivation, we put out positive vibes, you know what I'm saying? And we help elevate people to their higher self because that's what we're born to do. So I recently met this one person and it's like whatever I try to tell them, like, you know, they give me their problems, tell me their problems, but it's like every time I tell them something, they take it and turn it. It's like, nah, that's not it. But you know that's it. And it's like, what is the point of me telling you something over and over and over and over again if you're not going to receive it and take it and do something with it, you know, to turn your situation around. Now that's toxic at its finest. You giving them information, you giving them the healing, you giving them everything that they need to get through the situation, but they keep rejecting you. So that's what I'm really trying to say here is it's some people you can't help. You can't please everybody. You're not going to help everybody. Like, so some people you just got to let them dwell in it and let them figure it out on their own and let them come to the realization of, you know what? I was tripping. I was toxic.
Yep. And they're going to have that flashback. Like, you know what? I remember that time, you know what I'm saying? When he or she helped me and I was just kind of, you know, rebellious and resistant to what they had to tell me. And, you know, I didn't want to listen. You know, you can lose out on a lot of great, you know, potentially great friendships and, you know, things in life being toxic, you know, and I'm just not one of those type of people. Like, I have been toxic in my life. I'm not going to sit up here and say I have not, because that would be a fucking lie, you know. But I realized what I was doing, you know, and as a person and the type of heart that I have, I don't want to hurt anybody. You know, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to be the cause of anybody being hurt or feeling anything that makes them feel low, you know, period. So I didn't, that's not what I wanted to stand for. So I changed that, you know, and I was realizing that I was only being toxic because someone else had been toxic to me. So it was like a revolving door. They did it to me.
I definitely get
it. Doing it to someone else, you know?
It is. Right. It is a revolving door. But see, that's the thing about it. I've learned now that that you are a higher person. People will try to bring you down to their level of comfortability. They feel like the only way they can talk to you is this way. But see, that's the thing we got to stop doing. We got to stop letting people bring us down to their level. And we have to continue and stay high and let people gradually elevate to the level that we're on. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't have to compensate for toxic people. We shouldn't have to do that. So my thing is, if you're toxic and you listening right now, you got to come to our level for us to help you. Because we ain't going to help you no more. You ain't trying to get out of it.
You're going to have to come up. And that's what it's about, coming up, not going down.
Up, not down. We're going up. We're elevating, not the up. We're going up.
It is.
And that's what it's all about. Elevating yourself.
And, you know, I had to remind myself of that. You know, I had some toxic people around, and I realized that I am on a higher plane than them. You know, not saying I'm better than them, but in a way, I am saying I'm better than them. You know what I'm saying? And they're bringing me down. And for a second, I'm just like, I'm getting frustrated. And I felt myself, you know, going down to their level. Like, I had to be like,
coming down,
Isha.
Right.
Girl, come on back up, baby girl. You know, you done been there. You done did that. You done wrote that book, sold it, went platinum. You on a whole nother chapter right now. Keep going up. Don't let these people pull you down. And it's not easy, you know, because you feel like you are being attacked by your character, by your intelligence, by everything, at least for me. So it's like you don't want to, the ego in you does not want to feel like you are being a pushover or something. But you still have to remember where you are and where you're going, you know.
Right. And you're so right. It's like you feel isolated sometimes because you on this, you know, you on this higher plane and they, you know, on this plane and, you know, they start to feel like, oh, you trying to be better than us? Like what you, and then it's like, no, it's not even that. It's not that. And I'm not saying that I'm better than you, but at the same time, you're kind of saying I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Right. I am, because I'm better than that. I'm better than what you're giving me. And I am better than that. So I'm going to have to deal with being better. If that means losing people, that's fine. Because that means that I can go higher. Exactly. That's less people I got to deal with. and they toxic.
For real. That's all. I'm at a place right now where everybody around me seems toxic, and I feel so isolated and alone. And I have to tell myself, Isha, do not degrade yourself to go be around toxic people. Remember where you are and where you're going. You know, it's lonely at the top, and I'm okay with being lonely at the top, because being crowded at the bottom, it's not worth it. So I'll take my chances of being lonely.
I like that. And we got to do this again, because we coming up on the time. Like, definitely we got to link back up again, because I like your views on what you're sharing.
I love being on your show. I love the conversation and everything. So, yeah, we could definitely link up and do this again.